You've tuned into Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than old PCs that don't work.
It's better
than big, huge, giant monitors on your desk.
It's better
than other things that, like, I don't know.
It's better.
I can't think of this stuff up a fly.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Join us today when me and Faith talk to you, the listener, with your call-ins. Tune in for that. That's all I got. Sorry.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
Buenos dias, mi artias. Bonita here with our verse for today, Psalm 19:1, for the director of music, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hand. I just clicked on NASA.com, and I'm viewing some of the most spectacular views of the universe we live in. Many scholars argue about the origins of this great place we inhabit. One look at these pictures confirms to me what King David said thousands of years ago, that the heavens do declare the glory of our Lord. Blessed day in Christ in all. This is Bonita sending you back to those singing squirrels, Brad and Faith.
Well, thank you, Bonita.
Thank you.
Sorry, the choppy quality there. Yeah. I don't know what was going on there, but I still could hear everything she said. It was good.
I've seen those pictures. They're awesome.
Remember when we went to Chris Tomlinson concert?
Tomlin.
What did I say?
Tomlinson.
That's
Tomlin.
What I said.
Tomlin. For the last 5 years, Tomlin.
That's his dad.
Chris Tomlin.
What's his dad's name?
Chris Mr. Tomlin. Tomlin Sr. Right. I don't know.
So this is Tomlin's son. Either way, I'm right.
Yeah, whatever. Not.
All right. Well, we finally get to hear, after long overdue,
mm-hmm.
we get to hear the rant by...
Who?
Yeah.
Somebody's ranting?
The guy who plays the bells. What's his name? I just jumped out of my head. Chris. Sorry. Whew. Wow. Okay. Oh, he's going to now get another rant about forgetting his name.
Okay, so we're...
All right, it's la-di-da. Now...
Okay, this is not him.
No.
And away we go. Oh, you know what? It helps if you have volume and stuff.
So that was the second time I've gotten a call right in the middle of making a comment to the squirrels, but whatever. I'm going to continue on my rant path. It's not... that I'm mad about people not knowing the difference between percussion instruments. I mean, not exactly most well known. I mean, everybody.
He's mad. Oh, he's mad. When anybody starts off their statement by saying, it's not that I'm mad.
It
means that they're really deep down inside, they're burning with anger. Yeah. Yes.
He knows the trumpets and the clarinets and the saxophone.
What exactly is a clarinet?
The reed instrument that you play. I played it in the band when I was in seventh grade.
It's like the flute, right?
Only you hold it straight down instead of to the side.
Ah.
It's black. It's
what Tommy played on Puff the Magic Dragon.
Okay. I don't remember.
Remember the magic thing that
I don't remember the clarinet. Yeah. I don't remember what he played. It's what Glenn Miller he played in his, or he didn't, I mean he was the leader, but they always had the row of clarinets in the front with the black clarinets.
It has to be black or it's not a true clarinet.
I've never seen one any other color.
If it was blue, it wouldn't be a clarinet.
I don't think so.
It would be like a blue.
All of the other clarinetists would look at it, would look their nose down at them and say, you're not cool enough.
Look their nose down at them. That would be hard to do. They would look their nose down at them. That's funny. Oh, sorry. Were we listening to something?
But when it comes to the diversity of the percussion equipment, nobody... knows the differences. Okay, so we have the xylophone, which is typically the stereotyped instrument. When you have your little toy xylophones and everything, and...
My daughter has toy bells, actually. Sorry.
But a real xylophone is usually about 3 octaves, and it's made out of, if it's good, made out of rosewood. and they're about 1-inch thick bars, about 1-inch tall, and they lose height as they're going down. And so it makes a very short and sweet tone, and it's used mostly to pierce through the band. And depending on the mouth you use, it can be soft or striking. I mean, usually xylophones are used in exciting parts or of music or in marching. Marching is very well used because it cuts through the field. And so that's a xylophone. It's not made out of metal. Now, the bells, or the glockenspiel, is metal, and they're...
What did he spell?
Glockenspiel.
You got to clean that up. That's nasty.
Made out of metal, and that's what I played on my song. And the bells have a really long resonance to them, and really high pitch.
You know, they make gum with resonance in it now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Retzen.
They sound two octaves, or eight notes higher than they're written. So
Brad
really
doesn't know
high.
What an octave is.
Sure I do. It's one of those sea creatures with the tentacles.
That's what I meant.
And they pierce way through the cloud, and now I'm just frantic because...
I don't approve of body piercing.
I can't. All right. And then the bells are used for...
What are those things that are in the church clock towers that swing back and forth and go ding, dong? What's those things called?
It's a bell.
Okay, then what's the difference? And then why you get
That's
the...
That's a
the,
bell.
Well, if you had a bunch of those hanging in a row.
But they're not single bells that you swing back and forth, you dork.
Well, you need to come up with a new name. The bell is already taken. If it's not shaped like a bell, it's not a bell.
Sound effects mostly. They're not used as a melody user, as in like, what is that?
Again, Brad doesn't know what a melody is.
Yeah, sure do. Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. That's a melody.
Scared of you.
Now, one of my favorite instruments is the marimba. And the marimba...
What I don't know is the harmony.
You got that right.
...is a...
You know, I was married to her once.
Harmony?
No. Miranda. No, I ate
Only once.
My mom cooked harmony. My grandmother cooked harmony once. And that was nasty.
Yeah. It has no taste, really. It really can't be nasty. It just has no taste.
Well, my ex-wife's name is Miranda, so I don't like what he's talking about here.
Okay.
I'm anti-whatever this is.
Okay.
Similar xylophone, as it uses usually the same kind of wood. It makes a deep...
No, wait. I changed my mind. If a Miranda is something you can beat with a stick, I'm changed.
On
it. Yes.
Kind of rich sound to it. And if I was at the band room right now, I would play some for you. Maybe I'll do that some other time. But marimba is very long. It can be up to 5 octaves and can sometimes even go to the bass range.
You don't know her very well then.
And a marimba is just so much fun to play because it's such a gorgeous sound to it.
You're definitely talking about somebody different.
And then you have the vibraphone, which is also a great instrument. It's similar to the bells in that the bars are made out of metal.
You beat on way too much stuff.
But you hit the vibes and it just sounds for... On and on and, not, on and on and on.
Remind me not to let him in my house.
No kidding.
With sticks.
So the vibes needed a muffler. So most vibes.
I know what a muffler is. I know what a muffler is. I've installed one of those before.
Yeah, not the same thing.
What?
Not the same thing.
Oh, it's the thing you wear around your neck?
That's a scarf.
Aren't they called mufflers too?
Well, yeah, but not anymore. Who calls them a muffler?
Muffler and in the
he does evidently.
That's not furry, but you wrap around your scar. I mean, your head.
Wrap around your scar and look your nose down at them.
Uh-huh. Usually, there's discs that spin and give it kind of a vibrato, kind of a and it sounds so cool. And that's cool. Vibe.
Well, that would sound up because you know what you should
this
do.
Is very educational.
Yes, it is. But he should have an example of each of these. He should call me from the band room. Hang up now. And call me from the band room. And then give me a sample of each. So we can tell the difference. Right? That would be cool. That would add an element. That would add a sound element to the show. And this is a very sound-oriented show.
You are tone deaf. And you wouldn't be able to hear the difference.
I'm not tone deaf.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Go.
All right, here we go.
Of you, faith, And we lift our minds to call you Chaz. Just would not be kind.
But, I always want to say.
And that is a good, is me not being tone deaf. There you
That's
go.
Not you. Sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Go.
This is not my time to talk. This is Chris's time.
With the vibes, the marimba, and saxophone, you can even change the sound using the mallets. Some harder mallets make...
Dude, stay away from my stuff.
Piercing sounds. Softer mallets make softer sounds, of course.
You know, I've hit some things with a mallet that made very piercing sounds as well.
And if you're getting good, and I'm working on this, you can even get four mallets into your hand, and you can do chords and play it more like a piano than a marimba. And that kind of technique has only come only recently. And so, and even that's just the mallet percussion. I mean, percussion, you got drums, you got snare drums, you got bass drums, you got crash cymbals.
This guy is way into percussion, okay? He's off the deep. He's like a Trekkie, but with drums. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He could give a lecture on this stuff. This is greatness. He is our official percussion expert. What?
No, he got everything. And
he likes it.
So much that makes a good teacher.
So much diversity. Yeah. You don't have to be stuck to one instrument every day. You put crash cymbals one day, chimes the other day, wind chimes.
Wait, wind chimes?
I have those hanging on my patio.
Buford has wind chimes.
Huh? Oh, Lord.
Air drum. And, oh, my God. I like percussion. I probably could do my own show on percussion. Maybe.
A podcast on percussion. a percussion podcast. You'd have to record it in stereo, though. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I guess I should probably stop ranting because I've gone on for quite a while now. And everybody has.
No, no. Don't stop now.
Listen to me rant. But, you know,
he never listens to me.
You ever want to listen to some good percussion?
Yes.
Really good percussion. Yes. Just go to YouTube and put in percussion. You can find some awesome stuff.
Or okay, go to let's do that. Let's go to YouTube real quick.
We're going to go there. We're going to see what we find.
YouTube. Can I spell YouTube.com? Hey, spell percussion for me, please. P-E-R.
C. What was that?
That was a bell.
A bell for what?
Percussion. There it is.
C-U-S-S-I-O-N. Is that right?
67,000 results.
How's it spelled? P-E-R-C-U-S-S-I-O-N?
Yes, it is. That is correct. You are right.
Just making sure.
Okay.
Sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
The first one that came up. This is called Black Fire Percussion. That is not easy to do.
I feel like I should be back in high school at a football game.
Well, this dude's got like 8 arms.
Oh, yeah.
It's an octopus we were talking about earlier. Yes. Not fair, they played each other's drums. And that's enough of that. Okay.
Charge.
What?
No, I just felt like so.
Oh, I should probably not advertise stuff.
Come back, Faith, come back.
Well, I'm going to stop my rant and stop talking, so you can get on with the show. And
this is the show.
This
always,
is the show.
Have a furry, squirrely, fun day with the squirrel. He is the show.
Stop. not you, Chris. Brad was flicking my feet.
It's because they're on my laptop. Not to put your toes on my laptop. Not that kind of show. Stop.
Ow!
All right. Seriously, you break my laptop? I'm gonna break your toes.
It's already broken. No, you got a piece. You got a roll of tape under the cord.
Seriously, quit. I can't focus. You want to make these shows quick? This isn't doing it. This one came in weird. I don't know what this one is. It came in with a weird number. So I'm interested
the
to
call. Okay.
Yeah, the call. I don't know what it is.
Hello. This is Lottie Da, and I'm calling.
Oh, it's Lottie Da. But we already have one from Lottie Da, so let's play it first.
Okay, let's do the other one.
Yeah, because it came in first.
Yeah.
All right, it's Lottie Da. Now, you told us that we were only supposed to call in for a minute, so I couldn't sing you the whole song, even if I did remember all the rest of the words to I Love My Duck.
We did do that.
What?
We did tell her to keep it down to a minute.
We did?
Yes, even though Chris didn't. But we have made the suggestion before to keep it down to a minute. That's why she didn't sing us the whole song. But we got onto her for not singing her the whole song.
Oh.
Because she loved her duck.
She loves her duck?
Remember she sang that song, I Love
we
My
have,
Duck?
We have ducks in our pond.
I don't love those ducks. Those aren't ducks. Those are like lake turkeys.
They're like buzzards.
They're like, they are the pond buzzards.
They are the ugliest ducks I have ever seen.
Some kind of malformed.
They were way far away from the pond today. They were way down in the neighborhood, wandering around. And they'll like raise their feathers at you when you drive by. They're so ugly.
They are.
You know, and there's never any
something
baby.
Wrong with their
they
face.
Can't. Something wrong with them. They like think some they can disease growth.
Well, it's not that they can't reproduce. It's just they're so ugly they can't get close enough
no.
to each other.
Uh-uh.
So I didn't sing you the whole thing. And I want to tell you that Judy's song is not in the movie for Horton, as far as I know. It is from Seussical, the musical, which I'm in. And Faith, I think it'd be super fun if we got to do a podcast together. We should be friends. And
there you go. An official invitation for friendship. Please get your toes off my laptop. It's disturbing. So you and Lottie Da are now officially friends. BFFs for whatever. However that, whatever.
I already have a BFF. But
you can have more than one BFF? Don't lie. You can have more than one BFF because I know you have more than one BFF.
Well,
is there a limit to having a BFF?
You got to keep it small.
You got to like spend the night at each other's house or something before you can be a BFF.
Well,
right?
Yeah. You have to talk on the phone for like 8 hours straight.
Well, Lottie Dama can do that. Thinking that's possible.
I think that would be the most absurd podcast ever. We'd never get anywhere because we would just keep rambling. Same thing with me and Jesus Freak / Chris. Oh, my goodness. I would never let him talk at all, probably. That would be horrible.
No, it wouldn't. Chris would get, Chris can get an ad word edgewise.
Yeah, he can.
So we gotta set that up.
No, yeah, that'd be good.
Let's set that up.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Okay,
I can set up a call. I'll set it up on TalkShoe.
Who?
It's a system.
Okay,
and I'll have her call in and him call in.
Uh huh.
And then I'll just be there, kind of moderate.
Uh-huh. And, you know, but then you're on the show. You're always in everything. You just think you have to be in everybody's business.
No, I mean, you know, if they need... If
they could just do their own show. You don't have to moderate everything.
I'll hook it up. I'll be their hookup. I'll hook them up together in a podcast sort of relationship.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, not
it's the new hookup.
Not in a boy-girlfriend type of thing, but in a podcasting relationship.
In a podcast.
I'll hook them up with a podcast. I'll hook that up. And we'll set that up. I'll set that up. I can do that. I don't know if they have to have minutes though on
okay.
their cell phones.
Minutes.
Or free minutes at night. You know,
can you, like, you have to use your cell phone?
No, you can call from a home phone, but they got a free long distance then.
Okay.
You know, it gets expensive.
Most people have that now.
Or at least I could be after 8 or something. They have to get there, you know. Sure. That'd be cool.
Sure.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can arrange this.
I didn't say you couldn't. I was agreeing with you.
The gauntlet has been tossed.
I am agreeing with you. What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm not. I'm thinking. I'm thinking. I'm contriving face.
And he needs to have his own podcast so he can talk. And I teach in public schools, just bouncing off of what I heard today on the podcast. And I bring Jesus with me every day. And I teach biblical principles, even though I'm not supposed to. Ha ha. That's all. Oh,
good
and
for her.
I have a song.
Good for you. Teach biblical. You cannot not teach biblical principles.
That's right.
Okay? If you're a Christian.
And you're a teacher. Mm-hmm.
You are obligationally bound to teach biblical principles. Now,
that's
that doesn't mean you have to teach religious principles.
Right.
Okay, it doesn't mean you have to teach love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind. But you do have to teach Christian principles. Otherwise, you're going against your principles.
Right. That's exactly right.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me. That's why I don't understand how anybody can be a Christian and a biologist teaching evolution in a school. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
For you that I will sing. Oh, I wish there were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I...
No, she didn't. She is not going there. This is fun. I like this. We need more of this. Yes. This is more. You know, we still need a song from Gracie, by the way.
Yeah, we do.
We wish to be.
Of course, I've got 20 messages here. One of them maybe from her.
What was that?
That's you messing with my laptop and causing the little plug to come out of the back, which causes the battery to go dead, and we're going to lose the whole show.
No. I'll put my feet down.
Thank you. They can smell this, you know.
Oh, whatever.
Don't sniff your headphones at this point. Hold on, here we go.
Because if I were Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me. See, it's a love song. They'd be in love with me.
It is a love song.
Okay, bye.
I like that. Anyway, that's cool. Okay.
Oh, more of that. Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a nut? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over the throat? Can you roll them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your ears hang low? Do the do. Oh my!
We definitely got to get Faith and Lottie Da on the same podcast.
My grandpa had a pair of whiskers.
Hi, squirrel. Hey. Cut me off. So here I go, one more time. Three set of us.
I have a feeling this is a sequel to another song that we haven't listened to yet.
I think so. How come you don't know how to get these in order?
Because
the ones we leave behind.
There's nothing here that tells me what order they came in.
Well, maybe you need to work on that.
It doesn't date stamp them.
Why not?
I don't know.
Charlie can do that. He's a smart guy.
That we live to be.
I'm trying to figure out what he's singing.
Don't touch me. I'll put my toes back on your computer.
Okay. What's he singing?
I don't know.
That we can't reach the dying. Let it be said of us.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. Let's continue.
That we don't we leave behind. Let it be said of us.
That would be sad of us?
Let it be said of us.
Oh, let it be said of us.
That we legacy is blessing for life.
That we receive his blessings for life.
For this day, you said life, you said death right before us. This day,
he needs a percussion.
Every blessing is a choice now, and we will
on the beat, buddy.
To be a blessing for life.
You've accused me of being tone deaf, not knowing what a melody or a harmony is, and now you're saying I can't even keep a beat.
Well, that wasn't
if I wanted
an
abuse, I would start some kind of different podcast. I think he faded away there.
Something happened.
Be sad of us.
Oh, wait. We've been there already.
I've heard
that
this.
That we've gotten along to Jesus. Let it be sad of us. This day.
So, what happened there? Hold on.
Uh-oh.
All right. So, that's me singing. I'm probably going to regret this. But
what did he say?
Wait, I'm probably going to regret this.
Exclaim how cute I am. Maybe I'll get my cuteness back. Well, now that you've heard.
See, he lost his cuteness because he called you older.
Uh-huh.
And then now he's serenading you to get his cuteness back.
Oh, he's still cute.
Heard me rant, play my instrument, and sing for you. I'm not sure what else I'm going to have for future call-ins.
Try this. Play your head, which is... hurts really bad.
What? I shall talk to you later. See you, squirrel.
Bye.
Bye.
I have a headache.
Oh, my grandpa has a pair of whiskers. They're always in the way.
Here we go.
They're always
started?
In the way.
Do you see
the
what you people started?
For hay. Graham eats them in her sleep. She thinks she's eating shredded wheat. They're always in the way.
See what you people started? See, I warned you. I tried to tell you. But no. No.
Oh, come on. Nobody can be married
hey
to you and not
Brad
be crazy.
Hey, this is Brian Bridges. Out in Virginia.
Hey, it's Brian. We haven't had Brian in a long time. Hi, Brian. How you doing?
He's not going to answer.
Well, I can pretend.
Okay. And I've been listening to some of the past shows lately.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
And I will try to get a theme song. And yesterday, something started rolling around in my head for theme song. So I'm.
That's always a good thing.
That is a
when
good.
When Brian says something rolling around in his head.
Genius is about to happen.
Normal people, when they say that, it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Brian Bridges say that, good thing.
Genius.
Yes, genius is about around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to write that. I don't think I'll be able to get to it before Easter. We're going to New York for a...
New York? Get a rope.
New York. Oh.
To see my wife's father. So we'll be gone for a few days. And, of course, I'll be away from the computer. Won't have any instruments with me to record.
You could... take the xylophone with you. We learned that it's a traveling instrument.
Yes, it is.
So I'll try to get to that soon, within the next few weeks. And I like the shows.
Isn't it weird that we're surrounded by talented people
yeah.
and artists? And,
yeah.
I mean,
and yet we're not.
Don't know why you got to poke me in the eye, too.
Those are going well. Y'all are gelling together.
Thank you.
Having a good time. So
we. We're trying to gel together without being icky, because we can gel. We can gel with the best of them.
Yes.
But you don't want to listen to that.
No, it's just, ugh.
Yeah. So we're trying to be gelling without, you know, gelling. Icky gelling.
Icky.
Sticky, sweet.
Yucky. Gross gelling.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Because yeah. if we're getting along, we're usually icky, sticky, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, y'all don't want to hear that.
Mm-mm.
And then if we're not getting along, we're the Bickersons. And you don't want to hear that either.
I can't remember the words to any good love songs, but since you said that you called, Brad, you called Faith Darling, I'll do this one.
Oh, no, is
he's
he going to do, is he gonna do
it.
David Allen Coe's Darling? Oh,
do
please,
it.
I hope.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you.
No, he's doing Hello, Darling.
Yeah.
Conway 20.
It's been a long time, you're just as lovely as you used to be.
How's that?
That's excellent.
Oh,
yay!
Love it.
Hello, darling. I just love that. It's just classic. Classic. Well, listen, we've got more things to listen to and no time to listen to them. So, again, we're going to have to do another show.
Round it up.
We're gonna
round
have,
up.
Every show leads to another show, which is great with us.
Yeah.
I love this format.
Yeah.
We'll just let them do all the content
yeah,
and we'll just poke fun.
We'll just stand here. Sit here with my feet on his computer.
Yeah, yeah, it ain't going to happen.
Stretch it out.
But anyway, thanks for calling in and making the show fun for us and allowing us to jail and kind of giving us time to get our feet wet. We really appreciate your help. Without you, there's no blind squirrels. There's no blind squirrels. It's just two very sad people in a room talking to a microphone.
I'm not sad.
If there was nobody listening, it would be kind of sad.
The situation would be sad, but I'm not sad.
No, we wouldn't be sad.
No.
We would be silly.
Yeah, as always.
As always. Thanks for joining us tonight. I hope you have a wonderful Thursday.
Bios con Dios.
Two blind squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.